Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Late last night, the President of the United States couldn't help himself and began to attack CNN's Abby Phillips for this segment that I'm about to play for you. In this segment, she exposes the economic downturn caused directly by Trump's tariffs. And, you know, before I play it, there are a few key things I want to make sure we are not normalizing on the national stage right now. First of all, it is not normal for the President of the United States to be attacking media entities like CNN or specific anchors like Abby Phillips. Biden would never do that. Obama would never do that. Hell, no other president in the history of America was openly attacking news anchors in this fashion. Not only should we not normalize it, but I will go as far to say that it is pretty fashy. There's a lot of fascistic qualities when you begin to attack news anchors and news entities in an attempt to sway what they can report on. Right here, we also have him making up nicknames, sleaze bags, fake news media. That is not normal, and we should not normalize that. I also want to say it's not normal for the president to be staying up late at night, just flipping through, watching every news source possible. I mean, if you want to consume 30 minutes of news a day as the president, that might be different. But there are reports that during Trump's first term, he was glued to Fox News all day. And in Trump's second term, which we're still quite early on in, he is not doing his daily press briefings. He is not taking his daily press briefings and consuming them because he just watches Fox News and he watches CNN and he beefs with the media. So I'm going to read these exact posts. I just wanted to make sure we're not normalizing this. First, you know, since Trump wants to claim that Abby Phillips has, quote, absolutely no idea what she is talking about, let's show a few clips of Trump from just yesterday, like right before he tweeted this, not knowing what he's talking about. Here's him praising Russia and Vladimir Putin, saying they like the U.S.
Vladimir Putin reached out to you to help you with the Iran crisis.
Well, you made some nice statements today. Did you see the statements?
I saw the statements.
Very nice. Vladimir Putin made some very nice statements today. Look, he respects our country again. He didn't respect it a year ago, I can tell you right now. But Putin respects our country. And President Xi of China respects our country. And Kim Jong-un respects our country again. We were not a country that was respected just a year ago. We had a president that was incompetent. We had bad people circulating around this desk, this beautiful, resolute desk.
What is he talking about? This is like saying, I'm very well respected. Ted Bundy loved me. Jeffrey Dahmer thought I was a sweetheart. The fact that Russia and Vladimir Putin and the fact that China and Xi Jinping, the leader of China, the fact that you're saying they now respect you, which first of all isn't even true, but even if I were to grant that, that's not a good thing. You're going to say that Abby Phillips has no idea what she's talking about when hours before you were in the Oval Office ranting about how Vladimir Putin respects you. No, he respects the fact that he can manipulate you. He appreciates the fact that he can manipulate you very, very easily. Xi Jinping doesn't respect you either. They think you're an absolute clown. If Donald Trump thinks that Vladimir Putin respects him, it's because Vladimir Putin has been trying to psychologically manipulate Donald Trump. But Putin does not respect him. That is not how it's working.
They had, I guess, evil intentions. You couldn't be that stupid. I mean, they had evil intentions. But the world respects our country again. Thank you.
Okay, if you want to look at the actual facts, the actual numbers, the world does not respect our country whatsoever. In fact, tourism across the world into the United States has dropped. Vacations that people take has dropped. When we say that immigration has dropped, people think that that's like a good thing. No, 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 no. Immigration as a whole has completely plummeted, which hurts the economy because immigration includes people coming here with visas, people coming here to be doctors, lawyers, start businesses, add value to the economy. When you take that away and when you lower immigration as a whole, then you are hurting the system. That's totally different than, you know, stopping illegal immigration. If they would have said, we're going to check to make sure no gang members come into the country, and that's what they did, then we would be having a separate conversation about, you know, the best ways to do this. But what they are doing is stopping, you know, tourists. They are turning back random mothers who are just trying to visit their children. They are deporting people who work at nail salons, people who work at hot dog stands. Literally, we have videos of all of this, and that is authoritarian. Let's watch this clip of Abby Phillips. Let's see what's got Donald Trump all pissed. I'm sure it's just going to be her talking facts, speaking facts about the economy. By the way, if you made it this far in the video, make sure you subscribe below to join the Adam Mockler feed. I know a lot of you are excited about Mockler Media, the network that we're currently building. The announcement will be coming soon, this summer. We were going to do it the first month of the summer, so we're still on track to do the announcement. Subscribe below to be there for it. It's going to be great. Let's watch this clip.
Scott offered one explanation for the highs in the stock market. There are other explanations. Here's one from Jason Furman, an economist. The macroeconomy is doing decently. He said, especially when it comes to tariffs, the market is now more confident that Trump will back off if necessary, he added. In April, I think the fear was that he would just plow ahead no matter what. Now there is a sense that there are realities that he won't try to blow past.
Exactly.
It's hard to argue, Scott, that that's not right. accurate when just this week, today, they're saying, oh, that 90-day deadline, we're just going to push it back out another 90 days. So the market's basically saying, oh, okay, they're just going to push it
it's
back.
A game.
Well, whatever it takes to say Donald Trump is wrong, I guess that's what people will do.
Well, no,
But genuinely,
maybe you could argue that this is a negotiating tactic that is working fine. But the truth is, Trump is, in fact, backing down, and the markets have calmed because of that.
Trump is absolutely backing down. Sorry, that Scott Jennings statement like 10 seconds ago had me just mind fucked right there. He's like, anything to say that Donald Trump is bad or wrong, Donald Trump is wrong. When he said that he would get 90 deals in 90 days, then 180 days later, he's produced zero texts or deals. Yeah, he's wrong. In fact, he just said in a press conference yesterday when asked if the tariff deadline will be met, he said, who knows? Maybe we'll push it back. We're thinking of extending it another 90 days or so. Like, dude, we are seeing Donald Trump endlessly push back this tariff deadline, which has a few effects. Number one, it loses any leverage he thought he had. Now nobody takes him seriously. And that's what Abby Phillips is pointing out right there, that when the markets just simply are not reacting whatsoever to Trump's announcements, that means they don't believe him. They don't believe the president of the United States. But secondly, Trump isn't making any difference. He declared economic warfare on the entire planet, literally economic warfare, and then nothing came of it. He backed down, and it's embarrassing. It's incredibly embarrassing. So this segment then had Donald Trump tweeting, "Where does CNN get its talent? Just watch someone named Abby Phillip lecture her audience on tariffs and the economy, which is doing record business." No, it's not. The GDP is contracting actively. She has absolutely no idea what she's talking about, strictly third rate. Fortunately, the audience has long ago left CNN and will only get worse. Losers all. Quote, "Who in the fake news media and the sleazebag is a sleazebag saying that President Trump wants to give Iran $30 billion to build non-military nuclear facilities? Never heard of this ridiculous idea. It's just another hoax put out by the fake news in order to demean these people are sick." Yeah, it's the fake news media that's sick, Donald Trump. It's not you, the president of the United States, who has basically all the power you could ask for right now, and you are using it to send out tweets about sleazebags and the fake news media and acting like the victim. I mean, Donald Trump's victimhood routine maybe worked a year ago when he was in court. Maybe that played well to his base. But how is he still doing the victimhood routine when he literally is the president now? I'm going to leave it at that. I love you all. I'll see you in the next video. We are rapidly growing, and let's keep it up. Subscribe below. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.